living through difficult times. The enemy lying, but we came to give you the truth.
We here for the fight of our life, but we fight in Christ. So all things we can do.
We go to the end, people dying in sin. So now it's time for us to recruit.
Calling all the church, time to get the work. No more this hide behind the pew.
Ain't no time to wait,
we gotta move with hate.
Cause this war is just beginning.
Hey, we gotta run the race,
they gotta set the pace.
And we gon' keep on winning.
So leave all your past behind.
Christ and we on the front line.
If you want to teach and give sight to the blind,
then get ready, cause
it's time
about
to
time.
To God be the glory.
A Time to Harvest Ministries would like you to join us every Sunday for service, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
We say it's saved, because remember, when your spirit is saved already, nothing can come against it. Because
if you miss a service or the live broadcast of it, you can tune into our Bible study show, God's View, following directly after service.
My expectations might just be, I just want $1 million in a big house. How about God going to supersede that? Why would I want to believe if somebody could just speak and know that could happen?
You miss a service and God's View? That's okay. We got you covered. You can listen to Pastors Roxana Becknell Show, Words from Above, every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. on Kingdom Supporter Radio Network. For more info on the Time to Harvest Ministries shows and events, or if you have a prayer request, interested in being a baptismal candidate, or you would like to partner with us, whether it's through donation or sponsorship, contact us at our website, atthm.com. We hope to see you in service real soon. Until then, we pray God bless you and produce an unexpected harvest in your life. And always remember, it's about the people.
About the people, about the people, about the people.
Oh, all right. Oh, all right. Welcome to God's View. I'm Minister Martin.
And
yeah, and this is God's View. And we want to thank you all for tuning in with us this afternoon. And those who tuned in with us this morning, we want to thank you, Pastor Benjamin Francois,
Eric.
We'll be talking to y'all soon. Hello, Miss Gilbert. God bless you.
And then Roger King.
Roger King, God bless you for tuning in as well. We want to thank you all for tuning in.
Hey, don't let me see.
Yeah, don't let me see. We want to ask you folks at ATTHM.com. That's ATTHM.com. See your prayer requests. Donate to us so we can continue to, you know, improve what we are doing. We got some things in the works that we're going to be doing with our ministry. Things going to be migrating. We're going to the quality. We're going to sit down and test the live. The quality of what y'all seeing us is going to get a lot better. And we got some things in the works. So, Pastor's Love Day is coming on February the 21st. If you haven't seen the flyer, it is out on our Facebook page. It will be out on the website.
Is it out on the website?
It's coming on the website, so it'll still be out on the website. Then after that, we have our Love Conference, which is March the 27th, which we are so amped up for, and is going to leave us tired and famished and all of those other words. But we so
it's going to be kind of virtual.
Yes.
And in-house.
In-house and virtual is going to
have three rooms. It's going to have an interview room, a virtual interview room. It's going to have a virtual vendor's room.
Yeah.
And it's, of course, going to have a virtual main room.
Yeah, so be a vendor. Yeah, so be a vendor. You can be anywhere in the country.
Yep, yep, yep.
Ship. Then you can be
on. Yep, yep. As long as you ship goods, you can come in the vendor's room, speak your piece, sell your stuff, and the guy that greets you in the Benjamin is in the box. Okay. So yeah. So come on and you know, share some love with us. The message today was to attach to T.O. What you thought about it today, Pastor?
Well, I'm gonna do detached.
Oh gee.
It did have a new mind.
Yeah.
Too. Detached.
My God, that's good.
Loyalty to Christ, even when following him, includes dealing with the realities that offend our sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because we live by senses.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when Jesus might say something,
it might not sit right
with what we want to do. And so we have issues today.
Exactly.
So that's what it meant by the reality of
invisibility. It doesn't matter how it smells to you. If it's a sweet and smelling table, which you said earlier, to God, then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So.
And then application is to practice unconditional loyalty to the Lord in our everyday lives.
Okay.
Going back to attach.
Mm-hmm.
You can't never be too attached.
Yeah.
Just attach. Like Velcro, and just stay on.
Yeah. And that's why we started with this, because we say God can be attached to anything, but we can't attach him to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, too many people are trying to, if they have all power in their hands, attach God to stuff, then God, like, I'm not in that.
Yeah.
I'll probably hit that Tuesday.
Yeah, but not today.
But not today.
Yeah.
So if you in there, you move when he moves. You walk when he walks. How he walks with me. Oh, how he talks with me. So everything you, every way you walk with God. Every time you're talking of what God talks about.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to understand.
And so then it was, I think it was John.
Yes, it was.
So John 6:53 was basically talking about the spirit quickening and the flesh profited nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the spirit is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I had explained that to a student of mine. She didn't know that she was a spirit being. I said, the spirit is what makes you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you lay down and go to sleep and your spirit doesn't quicken and come into your body, it's not, you're not coming back. So that's what makes you who you are. So she was like, what? You know, like that. So, and then they say here, from that time, many disciples went back and walked no more with him because they had a sad observation. It's very disappointing that the 12 distinguished themselves from the crowd, because you gotta come out.
Yep.
From among the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand it. You might say, oh, I'm a disciple, but are you really a disciple doing what you need to do for God and for yourself? So then I pulled out on this one a mixed response that says, first, the verse 60 uses the word disciples of these people, but not that does not necessarily indicate that they have been true believers.
Mm-hmm.
When you read that many of these disciples stopped following him, it was because they lacked spiritual ears to hear and eyes to see. Because that's the thing is, you have to hear with your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to see with your spirit, and people are not doing that. And then the other thing we pulled out, I think I was showing you earlier, true life is not limited to the physical and material realm. Jesus' entire message was spiritual. This is what they were completely missing. Limiting our understanding to what is fleshly and earthly will never lead to eternal life. Jesus was trying to tell them that true spiritual life is much more important than physical. Jesus was referring to the Holy Spirit as the giver of true life. And apart from him, his life lived in the flesh is worthless and hopeless.
And that's one of the things that includes explanation and alienation. So he's letting you know right then and there that once you decide to look at things, and look in the natural secondary, that it's going to put you at odds. It's going to make people cause separation. But as it says, that it's supposed to be a way to. What did Jesus do if nothing but to make a situation where God can prove? This the people who come, this the people who not come.
Well, the thing is, we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to sit and look at ourselves, examine ourselves. We talked about that, I think, last week or
mm-hmm.
week before. And we're supposed to examine ourselves, not just when it's community time.
We'll talk about that.
And not just when it's community time, but every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Am I living like I'm supposed to be living? Am I doing what God has shown me to do and gave me my purpose? What is it? Am I doing it? And that's why people are so twisted and messed up, because they're not fulfilling their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the wrong place.
Yeah. And
some people are in the wrong place a long time. Yeah. So that's first practice point.
Just as food is nourishing to our bodies,
mm-hmm.
so faith in Jesus is nourishing to our souls. And this is it.
So, I think it's this. You know, people say, well, look like things are not getting better, but it's going to get worse sometimes to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go down, you can go back up.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, if you have the faith to do it, stick with it, then you'll be able to succeed in it. And so, like food, when you eat it, you hope that it's nourishing your body.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're feeding your soul, which is the word of God, is feeding your spirit so that all can be one.
Yeah.
You know, that's
what we have all these good things. One of the good things is you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
But we don't listen to it. You know, cleanliness next to God, and I think Ben Franklin said or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these things, man who desire not to work should not eat.
Mm-hmm.
All those things, even though they did all those things, and God said that, but in Jamestown, that was what they lived on. You don't work, you don't eat. So that's the truth. But if people want stuff for nothing,
mm-hmm. And just on the first practical front at the moment, it was God telling them that if you on the bread of life, you'll live forever.
But he was spiritually teaching.
Exactly.
And it's healing.
Most of what we always look, and that's why to attach and new mind was so pivotal. Because we're telling people, we're trying to tell people,
yeah,
is that you have to look beyond what is here.
And
I know it's hard.
Can I read that?
Go ahead.
I feel a book.
To attach?
Yeah.
And I guess that's your third book, Pastor. You didn't put no God, he's doing no right. I ain't doing no right.
To attach, new mind.
To attach, good.
We got to get another one.
Oh, man. We really, literally have to give the other one to the public when they week. But I mean,
that was it. No time I wrote it down in my book. I'm just saying. That's what I'm
saying. But I mean, it's just one of those things where if you, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you have to look beyond what you see. I know it all. You know, it's hard, but it ain't just easy for no pastor. It's hard sometimes, pastor. If I come here during the week, the pastor is frustrated about something she can't see. But a little bit later in the day, she's back in the spiritual mindset.
Yeah.
Because if you're too attached to God, you never tell it. You can't go too far. You see them astronauts, when they tether to the ship, they can't go too far. When they go too far, what they do, they reel them in.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact of the matter is, that what he's saying in this is that if you attach to me and you see stuff that I see, you'll realize that a physical key, you can't get in heaven with a physical key because that's attached to this world. The key is spiritual. Who is the key? The key is Jesus.
Yeah.
They can't go, man, come to me, let my Father draw it. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you have to go to him? Because through him, he is the key. He is the key for the door. For you to know Jesus, for you to follow example, it's for you to have your path to heaven.
Yeah.
That's why you have to be too attached to him. Because ain't nothing else going to get you. Your mom ain't going to get you to hell.
Not even a prayer.
Not even her prayer.
No.
Well, my mama prayed for me, so I should be good.
No.
What?
They're going to get to the gate.
What?
You know how they going to say, oh, we girl, you know, brother.
No. She ain't there. She ain't there. Definitely called. Yeah, definitely called in here.
Yeah, but you ain't coming.
Yeah, so she got a plus one?
No plus one.
No,
Number
two is we know we have eternal life if we have truly put our faith.
Okay, so that means when the devil comes and says you're not saved,
mm-hmm.
Now that this question posed, when the person says, well, how I know I'm saved, or how I know my name is written in the Lamb of the Life, but if you truly know who that you're attached to,
mm-hmm.
and your mind has been renewed,
mm-hmm.
then it shouldn't be hard for you to say, devil, shut up, I know who I'm attached to.
You're pushing the book hard. But
I'm pushing
hard. She's pushing the book. She keep on saying, and renew your mind. Look, we got to get 2 books out, Pastor.
Get ready to pass.
You got to get ready to pass.
I haven't even typed it.
Help me, help you, help me.
I'm still editing the room. Chapter 3 is the one I looked at.
Great advice? Yes.
No.
Yeah. Oh, next week.
I know I got it. I added some stuff.
Okay, we airing personal stuff
practical point three is those who reject Jesus do not have faith that what the Bible teaches is true.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
You can't even put most of the people in that category these days. You can put some, but you can't even put majority of people you can't put in that category these days because most of the people don't even know what it said.
Mm-hmm.
They only know what it heard. Well, do unto others as you do unto you. You know what the rest of that scripture is? Well, you know, that's all our pastors, you know, preach to us.
Or you go, people go to church and be your parents.
Mm-hmm.
But they forget the part in the Lord.
Yeah.
And they forget the part for this is right. And then your days will be long upon the earth. And they wonder why they have centurions running around here now. Because the people probably were obedient in some fashion or respectful in some fashion to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible has not been read.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have not read it, just like a regular book. If they're taking books out of school and your children don't have books at school, then which thing the Bible ain't gonna be the teacher?
I'm trying to tell you, man, the teaching is getting deep this week.
Yeah.
It's getting deep teaching.
Okay, still be on four.
Four.
The teachings of Jesus are life to our souls.
Mm-hmm.
The teachings of Jesus are life to our souls, but they must be accepted by faith.
Because it must be accepted by faith, and what they say, what the Bible says about faith, faith without works is dead. So, not meaning you don't just have to believe it, but you actually have to apply it. You got to do the work to the teachings. You become, you know, people. What's his name? The cousin, Keon. Keon told me one time, y'all may remember someone who's been watching us for years. Keon told me, he said, Marty, why do I always feel so small when I'm next to you? Now, he's 6'2".
Yeah.
6'2", way taller than I am. I'm like 5'8". And he said, but I always feel so small when I'm next to you. And I told him, I said, that's because the spirit that I carry, because I possess so much knowledge, because I'm attached to the teaching, so it's not anything I'm doing. You don't feel small because of me. You feel small because of the statue of Christ that's within me. So you can't feel small because of Jesus.
So what's supposed to happen is when you come into contact with the Word,
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to start changing according to what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hear it, then you can become a doer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Word.
Because
mm-hmm. if I don't do it, somebody can give me $100 and say, go to the store and make groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, but I don't go.
Mm-hmm.
That $100 still going to be in my pocket, and I'm going to still be hungry.
Yep.
But if I take that $100 bill that they gave me, and I get up and go to the store
mm-hmm.
and buy what I want to eat, then I'm able to nourish the soul.
Yep.
So that's what you do. You go to church.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor is giving the Word.
Yep.
You take the Word. You say, okay, I'm holding on to this Word in my bag. I'm holding on to it in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to put it in my mind. Now I got to go do it.
Mm. And it has to blow the time.
And it's supposed to. And so that's how we apply it. So it says the teachings are life.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's a life giver and then things are life, then why are we acting like our soul is dead?
Oh, Jesus.
See, when I watch the people climb that wall, I thought about a whole bunch of things. And I said, now, not no racial thing. But I thought about, why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what color you are, why are you doing this? Why are you going in here, you that built a thing out here with a noose on it and say we're going to hang this man? Why would you want to go that far? What were you going to accomplish in your heart?
Mm-hmm.
But then, you get up on Sunday morning again and say, go to church.
That's right.
And then the pastor saying that they're telling you, love everybody, whatever they're telling you, and you are not using the Word that he's telling you to fix your life.
And it happens all the time.
So all you're doing is changing your life. You're not changing your life.
And it happens all the time, Pastor Ben. I mean, you know how many people, the pastors say what a person needs to hear. And they either they don't listen or they listen, but they don't apply. But then they go to self-help to the person. And the self-help person say the same thing that can be found in the Bible or that the pastor says.
Mm-hmm.
And they apply it, and then now they contribute it to that person instead of contributing it to the root person.
Yeah. And you know what I noticed too? They give more credit to the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
give to God, and then when they can't control something like the weather or, you know, some prison is going on, it's, you know, they can't control it. Then it's an act of nature. Never giving God anything. So it's like, throw him out, let's go. And then the sad part about it, like you said earlier, only 8 people got on the ark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's sad because you're looking at the people that's on this earth now, all these billions now that we have, and only 8 of them going to get saved. That's sad.
Yeah. We said that. I mean, every time this topic comes up, we try to get people to see that it's not a battle between me and her. It's not a battle between me and you. It's a battle between us and the devil. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And trying to get people to see how to live their life in this arena now, because it's been changed again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was looking at the new virus. The new virus has more problems on it than the other one has.
And
so now the membrane can't be penetrated as easy. You know, as the other one has like a little slight opening,
mm-hmm.
this one now is like a porcupine.
Mm-hmm.
It has more protection to keep the virus, you know, the vaccine to go in.
Got all those problems because it says it's more contagious too.
Yeah.
I mean, you can catch it. It's not more deadly, but it's more contagious. I mean, you can catch it easier. So I guess some problems.
Yeah.
It relaxes to your body and you letting go.
Yeah, it's going to get in those cells.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing, too, a lot of people, you know, the after effects of it and, you know, the after effects of things is pitiful because, you know, a lot of people are losing hair, people are having heart attacks and heart issues. Some people are they having swelling issues. Some people are having these, the mind is bipolar now that way it wasn't before.
And
it's sad.
And a lot of people are getting complacent because the vaccine is out. But I'm telling you right now, I just learned yesterday that a friend of mine, his wife is a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She had a second vaccination like a week or two ago and just tested positive. Now, she ain't having any symptoms.
Yeah.
But he probably got it. He don't got no vaccine.
But the thing, too, is probably part of the way the vaccine is going into.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what is live and what is not. So,
every
person must determine personally whether he or she will follow Jesus and reject him. Simple as that. It's on you.
You said this from last Easter message.
I'm telling you. We
didn't say anything.
It's on you. Jesus alone has the words of eternal life and can offer salvation to sinners. So Jesus alone can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go through him, you know.
You said that last month. You said that, you know, I mean, the one that we talked about, Jacob, that Jesus, it can only bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be blessed and prosper through him,
yeah.
but only he can be blessed and not.
Oh, well, you may have a question.
If you have any questions for Bible, if you go down and comment down below, we do have some people online who can answer them live, but if they don't see it, we can also, I know Pastor go right back behind and she go ahead and answer the questions. She's such a good worker, though.
So what are the implications of Jesus' word, the flesh profited nothing, while lives and ministry?
Say again.
What are the implications of Jesus' words, the flesh profited nothing in our lives, for our lives and ministry?
Because, the things of the flesh is selfish. Well, you know, and temporary. So it goes away. But the things of giving spiritual in the ministry is stuff that's going to, it's like laying down the path, laying down the stepping rocks to holiness. Laying down step on us to get closer to God. Laying down step on us to get closer
to God. So in other words, if you do something for the flesh,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be temporary.
Yeah.
So since it's temporary, it could die.
Yeah. It's probably got a year.
Yeah. You know, the flesh dies.
Mm-hmm.
It's dying daily. So why would I want to give something to the flesh that I know that's not going to be around, but I need to feed my spirit, which is going to be around for eternity. So that's what that.
So now you understand what God is saying, I mean, what Jesus is saying about being the bread of life, and you put these spells, because if you eat just physical bread, well, you're going to eat it a little bit later on today to stay alive. You're going to eat it often to stay alive and water. But if you eat of that spiritual bread, it's a down payment on your life afterlife.
So don't do nothing towards your flesh. Because you know you do what you need to do to survive here.
Mm-hmm.
But you like to say you provide nourishment, coverage, whatever like that, the general stuff. But you don't go and make fix it, you know, to where everything is flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be everything spiritual.
Exactly.
I think she has a question.
Yeah. What are some reasons people will not follow Jesus or will stop following him today?
Why is some reason?
Yeah, what is some reason?
Because they're in self. Mm-hmm. Pride. You know, everything is about me, myself, and I. You know, one is because the belief system is not there.
Mm-hmm.
And because nobody brought me around the Word of God and showed me or read me a Bible story, you know, no one, you know, is introducing me to God. So therefore, I don't have a relationship with somebody I'm not introduced to.
Mm-hmm. And the message is called the heart, Jesus' heart is saying.
Yeah.
So think about some of the Bible heart is saying. Vengeance is mine, say the Lord. That rubs a lot of people out. Because a lot of people want to see the vengeance. They want to take a part in the vengeance and stuff like that. You know, what was another saying? Turn the other cheek. One of my favorite. I was not a good turn to cheek. One of my favorite songs is from Toby. I can't say the last name. Like in the chapter or something like that. He's an advocate. He lives in Texas. He says, "Try Jesus, not me, because I throw him." And he said, I know what he's saying in his word. Turn your other cheek. That part of the Bible just don't sit right with me. So, knowing that song, when I heard the song, I immediately loved it because that was my testimony. But the fact of the matter is, if you start realizing that I want to live beyond it, I want to see who I want to meet, the being who created all of this.
And I think I told you one thing that you need to always remember.
Mm-hmm.
When stuff come in, my eternity is at stake.
Yeah, she did that.
That's in the book.
I used to have to call her and my wife because somebody about to get some hands laid on him and it wasn't going to be sanctified. I know you may be saying, call the minister. Come on. They know the family I came from.
Yeah.
And they know the life I have led. So
it said everyone in the crowd heard Jesus' message, mm-hmm. but not everyone grasped it or accepted it. Their hearing was determined by the condition of their heart and their attitude, and that's what society is on today. Because everybody, if I didn't hear about Christ, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then you know we used to be on school, y'all talking about Jesus gonna get you. Mm-hmm. You know God see you. They don't say that anymore because who cares? Who cares? You know, so they don't care anymore.
And
it don't mean nothing. What God gonna do? He ain't there be nothing. And that's how they come back now.
That's a mic drop.
Yeah.
That is a mic as well.
Yeah. So I don't know if we're gonna hear on music.
Thank you all for tuning in. It has been a pleasure. Just give you a heads up, our God views are gonna change for the future. So we got a lot to do.
We're gonna record.
We got a lot to do.
We
don't know if we're going to do this for the future, but we know just this year alone. Our staff is getting smaller, but our workload is getting bigger.
Yeah.
And so we are not reducing what God wants us to do. Just because we don't have less. We have less.
We just have technology.
Yeah. So it will change starting February and until
March.
Yeah. I think.
information book is still here. So
okay, so after this cover book ends, it's when we're going to start going to pre-record it. We want to see what y'all think about it, what y'all like about it, and maybe next week, next year, we have less on our plate. But hey, it's all love behind.
Come and join us.
Come and join us, and we're still going to be live watching, and we're still going to be able to answer your questions. But go to
ATTHM.com. Request box.
ATTHM.com. Prayer request. We have the pastor's love day. Can we just celebrate?
Woo-hoo!
Celebrate my pastor.
Yeah.
We have a love day coming up.
Just Pastor Davis' idea.
Yeah, Dr. David and Leslie, because both of them are doctors. Davis, they will be hosting us at the Great New Jerusalem Baptist Church in New Orleans. I don't know the name.
I think
2004 Alabo Street. But it will be virtual on Facebook. So
you can come in.
With your mask. Gotta have your mask on. All COVID guidelines
will be fine.
So they're
donating to
the yes. We're gonna have some information. I know it's like e-cards.
I don't have a schedule.
But we will be talking about if you want to participate in giving and donating.
Yeah.
We will show you how. But we want to thank Sharon Garden.
Yeah.
For tuning in. The
Diamond Lions.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Miss Betty,
thank you for tuning in.
Donna Kelly.
I'm sorry for chewing up your names and spitting them out. we thank you all for tuning in. We bless God for you. And we'll see y'all all next Sunday. But until then, remember, it's not out of here. It's God's here. God bless you.
It's time to let the world know.